Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Yo.
Kendall time.
Out of this world.
No, I never found it here.
Cliff and Kendall, this is the show. I'm ready.
Cause here we come.
In your face.
Oh my God, Kendall, take your pornography out of this place.
Take your mind out of the gutter.
Shove it up your subject. Kendall, I want to let everybody know we are outside of this sports complex here in Santiago, Chile. We're still here. I'm still trying to figure out how that Ricky Ricardo song goes. I'm going to have to just ask and write Terry the Temp to see if she'll send me my I Love Lucy DVDs, and so I can go through
all of them.
Each one. I don't know what episode it's on. Or maybe she could also send me, it's a big phone book size book, one of my favorite books of all time. It's the Nick at Night Classic TV Companion, and it has, for probably about 15 shows that were airing on Nick at Night at the time, it has an episode guide for each one.
Oh, really?
And you can look and be like, oh, this is the Mary Tyler Moore where that happened. And so it might be listed in there for the I Love Lucy's.
It's like the Library of Congress for television shows.
It's the greatest book of all time. If I, this is apropos of nothing in regards to nothing, but were I to be sworn in as a congressman, that is what I would place my hand on. It would be the Nick at Night Classic TV.
Well, as you should, Cliff, as you should.
In Mary and Rhoda we trust.
God bless them.
Everyone. Kendall,
we should put them on the dollar bills.
Why aren't they? God damn. The dollar bills, if we had put, if it had not been, this is the show's possibly.
I guess people wouldn't spend them.
Racism, but the, if Sacagawea coins had been Mary and Rhoda coins, people, you're right, people wouldn't spend them. People would hoard them.
Well, and there goes the rest of the listeners.
There they go. Oh my God, Kendall.
We're not talking about that today.
No.
We're talking about three very important parts of our face.
Oh, in your face.
In our face, the ear, nose, and throat. The ear, nose, and throat.
If you had to pick one as your favorite.
The throat?
The throat?
Yeah, because that's what,
deep throating?
No, because that's what gives our voice to the world, Cliff. How can we do this show without our throat?
But if you didn't have a nose, our throat would sound like this.
Well, we sound weird already, so it'll just be a different weird.
And Earth to you, if we didn't have ears, we would not be able to learn how to speak in the first place.
But we already know how to speak now.
If we had no nose or ears, our show would be this. Are you ready? Are you ready for it? Here it is. Now you do it, your part.
In our defense, that's kind of what it sounds like already.
You know, I didn't realize our show was the same as if we did a show without a nose or ears, but
see,
it is.
So I chose correctly.
Listen, Kendall, I'm not too big of a man to say I was right. You were right and I was wrong.
So you couldn't even get it out.
It was hard. It's not a phrase I'm accustomed to saying.
Cliff, yeah. Do you know, speaking of noses, how much
Kendall,
air
you know?
Passes in and out of your nostrils every day?
90 cubic meters.
That could be the same thing. I don't know. 20,000 liters every day.
20,000 liters.
Think of all those big liters of Coke.
20,000 liters in and out of your nose.
Yeah.
What a fact.
But we're bigger, so it's probably more.
It's more. We have to, because we have to take deeper breaths to support our big, giant, fat bodies.
Yeah.
As we walk up the steps to our motel rooms.
Exactly. It hurts.
Now, Kendall, noses, do you find them sexy?
Do I find them sexy? I find them weird. Was that a...
Stop the presence.
What was that? A shock look?
It was shock. I was just innocently breathing in, so I couldn't do a spit take. Had I been had I been sipping some Evian, I would have spat it in your face.
Oh, well, I'm glad you weren't drinking Evian.
It would have gone all up in your ear, nose, and throat.
No, I think noses look weird.
Okay. Any body part, you look at it long enough, except for the wiener, it looks weird. And so, I mean, right?
That looks weird.
I mean, if I were to take off my top, like in our nude naked show, and you had to just stare at my gigantic Dolly Parton bosom, eventually, after hours, you'd begin to think, those ginormous boobs are weird.
It didn't take hours, but yeah.
Now that's offensive.
No. I think that...
I never.
No, there are parts, I mean, you know, there are parts of the body that you look at and you're like, oh, they could be very sensual or sexual, but the nose just seems so weird to me. I guess because it's just, I think of it with like snot and like...
Oh, yeah.
Nasal, it just, I'm so OCD, I'm like, the nose is not a place I want to be.
Right, okay.
I mean, it's bad enough I'm at the mouth. Let's not go any further, you know.
Oh, Susan, we feel for you.
Now, you know what I mean with my germophobia.
Germophobia, faceophobia, nosophobia. Mm-hmm. Kendall, no, I don't. I just find a big nose just so sexy.
Like a long schlong?
Oh, yeah. Like Adrian Brody. Oh, yeah. Give it to me. That I love it. I really do.
That wouldn't it get in the way when you're kissing somebody? Big old nose, like boom, boom, like bumping into your face.
Is a big old dick in your way when it's slapping you in the face? No, it is right where it's supposed to be.
All right, touche.
Touche is right.
Touche is right,
Kendall. But that's it. That's all about the sexuality of noses. But what else?
Else? I do like that the nose gives you your taste, because without it, you wouldn't taste anything.
Without it, imagine how fat we'd be, because you know, you and I, we would just be like, this doesn't taste like anything, but I'm going to eat something else
does. Yeah, the worst days of my life are when I've been sick and I don't have any taste. Because when that happens, I go into panic mode. I'm like, I need to go to sleep, because every joy I have in life now is gone. That's all I want to do is eat, and you couldn't taste it. It's awful.
It is awful.
Ooh.
Awful. Kendall, I decided that maybe I should have shared this with you before we started the show. I decided I'm going to share all my facts after the break.
Okay.
So that's why I keep looking at you.
All right. Well, speaking of the nose, I'm going to tell you why you shouldn't be all up into that nose.
And then we'll make it a competition. All right. You share your facts this round. I'll share mine after the break. Listeners can tweet us at Cliff and Kendall. Tell us who won. Who won the ear, nose, and throat show?
Oh, it's going to be me.
It's going to be me.
It's going
to
be me.
Don't you quote NSYNC to me, God.
Cliff, the nose produces nearly a whole liter of mucus every day. And then you swallow it.
I'm still turned on by all these big noses. You just can't say mucus. And it's not going to turn me off. It's just not.
It makes me gag.
Oh, boy. Please stop talking about gagging. You know, Mrs. Butter, she's trying to train for this boxing match.
Oh, dear, it's very difficult. I'm having to focus a lot, dear.
Now, I forgot.
I'm
worried
about this boxing.
I know that we're here. We've been seeing you do wind sprints and stuff, Mrs. Butterchurn.
Yes,
but now, this is for... It's for a charity that you're boxing, or what? What's going on?
Yes, dear, for the Bushelltown Rye Fund.
Oh, gosh, it's a very important rough. It's a very important fund in case we run out of rye in Bushelltown.
Oh, God, could you imagine, dear?
Oh, heaven forbid.
Oh, definitely, it'd be awful.
That is awful. So if you... Do you get money for it just in general, or do you have to win your boxing match?
Yes, dear, you have to win, of course. The person that wins is going to get all the money.
Oh, of course. You know, that's why Mrs. Butterchurn, she's taking it very seriously, boys.
Well, I can say that. I love your costume.
I love it. Oh, no.
Thank you, boy.
It's very doily-centric. A lot of it seems to be made from doilies.
Well, yes, of course, dear. For a character such as the Etiquette Avenger, you must have doilies.
Oh, you know, dear Sugar Lump, I think that character is just going to
take off and live a life of its own. I wouldn't be surprised if children ages from now are playing with intricate Avenger dolls. Oh, my.
Daffodil, could you imagine? Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Oh, imagine a world with people having etiquette like yours, dear. Oh, what a wonderful world.
Oh, what a wonderful world indeed.
Sorry, Kendall is just belching over
here.
I'm
sorry.
I know you guys, we talked about it before that we were going to try to ignore when Kendall does weird things that we don't want to talk about.
I'm trying to think positively, dear. Think of a world in which that didn't happen.
Luckily, I didn't hear it because I was thinking about Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and her training routine. Oh, dear, we've got to go back out. I need you to do 29 more push-ups.
Oh, dear, okay, dear. But I must drink a few eggs first, dear. Pot,
yes,
any eggs?
Raw eggs.
Oh, my goodness, she's getting pumped up.
Oh, look, they're just cracking the eggs right into her mouth.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
She's going to kick our asses. She'll kick some etiquette into our ass.
She'll kick some etiquette into whoever. We'll have to find out who her opponent is later.
Oh, we will. I forgot to ask.
That's all right. We got time. Kendi, we're not in any rush
all
here.
Right, good.
Just doing a little ear, nose, and throat show. Oh, Kendi, this is an urgent bulletin for everybody. If you have not made the switch, if something has held you back, your pride, something else, from switching from jarred jelly to squeezed jelly, let me tell you, there's a whole new world that opens when you get the squeeze jelly. Do you get the squeeze jelly?
I have gotten it in the past. Yes.
And why
most of the time
stop?
I do. Well, I'm just saying I don't know if I have any right now, but I usually try to get the squeeze jelly.
Well, at the break, we're going back to your hotel room and getting you some.
Okay.
Seeing if there's some in the mini bar. But, Kendall, when I first switched, I never dreamed. I thought, why would you squeeze the jelly on your peanut
why
butter
would you do it?
And jelly? Because it's just going to come out. I thought it would come out in like a small thing, like a ketchup. It comes out in like a
ribbon.
A ribbon.
Yes.
It's a ribbon of jelly that comes out.
What, don't they have peanut butter ones too?
Probably. But I don't mind spooning the peanut butter out because you get to lick that spoon when you're done. Or just eat it from the can.
Or
like
you can just squeeze it out of your mouth.
Like soup. But, oh my God. Listeners, if you are thinking, I'm too good for squeeze jelly, I don't need it, I'll spoon it out. No. You want to squeeze it.
And we are not being sponsored by Squeeze
Jelly.
This is just his own admission.
I just have been meaning to tell everybody that for
the world.
Ages.
I'm glad you got it off your chest.
Oh, glad I remembered. All right, so what's happening? This is a show. Kendall.
What? Do you have some Squeeze Jelly?
If only. But speaking of, if I have things, do you have a minute?
Do I have a minute?
Do you?
We're running low on them, Cliff, but sure. Why not?
To listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, do you remember that Green Day song?
I remember it.
Do you remember it well? Do you remember it playing on the bus when you rode the bus home?
No, they were playing stupid country songs.
Oh,
bus route.
I remember we were rocking to the Green Day.
They did like play Mariah Carey. They played some like, you know, like poppy stuff, but not Green Day.
Well, but Green Day went mainstream, baby.
Not for my bus.
Oh, listen, Y107. That's all I gotta say. Kendall, big news in Hollywood. You can't keep a good show down. Modern Family coming back for the 11th season.
11th and final, isn't it?
What's your hot take?
What's my hot take?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I've enjoyed the show over the years, but it's run its course. It's time to move on. Time for us to say goodbye.
Wrong. Kendall, this show could run forever. Yeah, like life, it's had its ups and downs, baby, but it's still going, it's still chugging. I'm still rooting for those Dunphys and all the rest. I don't care. I like, now there's a difference between, you know, some people are like, oh, you shouldn't have too many episodes. You got to keep every episode like Citizen Kane level, and then only have like 20. Then you're done.
No, I like a lot of episodes.
I like a lot of episodes. And so, like, life, it goes through. There's times when you're like, what are these Dunphys doing? And then, but then it comes back and you're like, oh, the Dunphys, they're at this damn closet thing. And I, listen, I know, you know, nothing's as good as, like, Our Show or 30 Rock or I Love Lucy. Mm-hmm. But
the greats.
Come on, I could watch it for another 20 years.
It just, that show makes me feel so old because they keep having children and they grow up.
Welcome to life.
Generations that you just think grow up.
Welcome to life, bitch.
If they start dying, it's going to be too much.
Now, it is weird and gross how they, like, illustrate the kids' like sex lives.
Yeah.
But if you take that out, it's great. It's great. I was at a Target back in Brazil, and they had those stupid Funko Pops of Mitch and Cam.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, and they're exclusive. And
aren't they all exclusive?
And part of me is like, now when is the next time you're gonna find this like set of like this gay married couple of toys? I didn't buy them, but I thought about it, and I appreciate.
Never see them again.
I won't. But I appreciated their existence there for a moment. But anyway, I say 11 more seasons.
All right, you hear that, ABC?
11 more seasons.
11 more seasons.
I
do like that there is a magician portrayed on television again.
In a flattering light.
In a flattering light.
Kendall, did you watch the big Grammys?
I did.
The Grammy telethon. Did you recognize anybody that was not Dolly Parton?
I was just going to say, Dolly Parton. Not many of them, no.
Not many.
No.
They just can't attract the big stars anymore.
Well, I wanted them to have more people up there honoring Miss Dolly Parton herself and not make her sing her own songs. Let her sit in the audience and give her a big tribute.
I don't know. I say, you know what? They were probably running through, you know, having one of those writers' meetings. What are we going to do? What can we do? And they were the producers, and they were saying, you know what? Nobody's going to sing this shit better than Dolly.
Well, that's true.
Let's not get Dua Lipa and, you know, Kanye to come out and do their version of Islands in the Stream.
Oh, I don't. No.
Let's just have Dolly do it her own damn self.
Yeah. Well, you got me there.
I got you there.
You got me there.
Just stuck you with that one. Kendall, last bit of news here. In Nickelodeon news, did you love Nickelodeon? Do you love it still?
Oh, slimy.
Big news, all that's coming back. Did you love it?
This is all that.
Now, here's the truth.
By the time All That came on Nickelodeon, I was already graduated to watching, like, adult shows.
Yeah, and but so, I think I went back and watched a little bit of it.
I never did. Oh. I watched what maybe was the predecessor, I don't know, Roundhouse. Do you remember Roundhouse?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it was part of SNCC, Saturday Night Nick, and it would have, it had, its sort of thing it was known for was it had this big motorized armchair. It was like an armchair from your living room. But it was on wheels and would, like, wheel around the studio.
I did sort of remember that.
It's called Roundhouse. And that's what I remember.
It came on,
I think, like, the same night as, like, with Clarissa, maybe. I don't know.
I loved Clarissa. Explained it all.
But anyway, for everybody out there who are All That stands.
Well, that's where Kenan came from.
That's where Kenan came from. That's where he's going back to. He's the impetus behind it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So without him, thank him. And I'm sure Kel's thanking him because you know he's going to be up on that.
It's a good burger time
it's
reunion.
It's a good burger, baby.
Oh, Bowen, you've got to see Mrs. Putty 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 Shun. Oh, Kendall Bowen, will you please hold up your hands and let Mrs. Putty 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 Shun punch them?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, hold him up. Here, I'll brace your arm.
Here we go, dear. Now, that brace yourself, dear. I don't want to hurt you, dear.
Really, give it all you've got, sugar lump.
All right, here we go, dear. Here we go.
Let him go. Harder.
Oh, my gosh. Harder. Knock me over.
Now, here, let me show you. Mrs. Butter Butter Churn, do it like this.
Oh!
See, like that. You got to really ball at the fist and stick out the knuckle. Can you do it? Show me your fist.
Oh, dear, okay.
Show it, yeah.
Kendall, are you okay, dear? Not once, if you're okay.
He's fine, he's breathing.
All right, here we go, dear. One,
really hard.
Two, three.
Pound. Oh, you got it. All right. Oh, that's good.
There you go. You're on your way to one of those big, shiny belts.
Sugar. Is it time for a break?
You know,
those. Oh.
Now, Kendall, quit complaining.
All right. We're ready to continue.
Oh, no. Listen to the etiquette avenger.
Oh, dear. I forgot to tell you who I'm fighting, dear.
Oh, who is it?
Oh,
what's the
yes,
name?
We're very excited to hear this.
What is it?
It's the Fighting Fire Crotch, dear.
Oh, my.
Isn't it terrible?
How vulgar, dear.
Oh, she sounds like the perfect opponent for Etiquette Avenger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear, I'm going to beat her to smithereens.
Oh, all for charity, boys.
Oh, quite right, dear. Just for charity.
Yes, for the Rye Fund.
But I'm going to beat her to smithereens.
Oh, yes. Let's go practice some more.
Crockpot, get the watermelon.
Right.
She's going to smash it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, she's becoming the new Gallagher.
I guess it's good to practice on.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
it's good to
I'm
practice on.
Bruises.
Let's listen. I'll poultice your wounds. Let's take a break.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Don't get any funny ideas. There's more funny Cliff and Kendall coming up, so stick around.
Hey, Joey. I got some stuff you just gotta try.
What is it?
Pot.
You know, marijuana.
Oh, well, I don't know.
What, chicken?
Joey's in a jam. What should he do? Cake.
Get a pizza.
Excellent. Get a pizza.
Get real.
Got it.
You got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Scared me to death.
Well, it's a fight, Cliff. I'm trying to get the excitement up.
It's a fight. The main event. Everybody out there, you need to Google fight main event from the main event, the Barbra Streisand movie from the 70s. It's a wonderful song about fighting.
Etiquette Avenger is about to take the ring.
She's about to lay the smackdown upon the Fightin' Fire Crotch.
She's going to kick her ass.
Kendall, but before all that, Mrs. Potter Butter Bertram, she's still out in there getting hydrated and all, and doing some limbering stretches. I want to let you know about your ears.
About your ears.
About your ears. Are you excited?
Oh, just about my... I thought you were going to say my ear, nose, and throat. I was waiting.
No!
Ears. Tell me about the ears.
God, you want it all right now.
Just...
You're like some... You're like Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka.
I would love a goose that lays a golden egg.
Oh, you... Now, if that movie came out today, the old one, they would say Violet Beauregard. I just thought that was the avatar of Cliff and Kendall. It just looks just the same when she blows up like a blueberry. Kendall, hearing, did you know the skin of your ear canal grows at a rate of 1.3 inches per year? But luckily it drops off, or you would have a 2-foot cord hanging out of your ear by the age of 20.
Oh my God.
Listen to that. That makes sense to me.
Makes sense?
Makes a lot of sense. Kendall, speaking of sense, your sense of hearing is dependent upon tiny hairs deep inside your ears. Mm. So I know one day I walked into the bathroom and you had a razor in your hand. And I said, Kendall, what are you doing? You said, I've got too many tiny ear hairs.
I trim them all the time.
I said, Kendall, don't. You're going to lose your hearing.
Is that why I'm deaf?
You said, what? Kendall, and then I wrote it down in steam on the mirror, and finally you learn. But you're welcome for your hearing, Kendall.
I didn't hear that.
But okay. Speaking of your foibles, hearing loss, it's pretty damn common. Did you know that?
Yes.
It's very common. That's all I got for that fact. And Kendall,
tell me more.
Do you know how many bones are in your ear?
In your ear?
Yeah.
One.
No.
Four.
No.
120.
Subtract your first guess from your second guess, and you'll have three, the number of bones.
Three.
They're so small, Kendall, they can be placed together on a penny. You could serve the, you could take out your ear bones and use them in like your Barbie dream house as some old chicken bones that Barbie was chewing on.
Now, I am mad that that was left out of the song as a child. Ear bones connected to the...
Ear bones connected to the throat bone.
Yeah,
throat bones connected to the nose bone. Nose bones connected to the brain bone. So saith the words of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, Kendra. I told you I was going to take your ass to church.
And here we are. Kendall, hallelujah.
Kendall, much like my hometown, New York City, ears never sleep. Ears function even when a person sleeps. Did you know this? The sounds are still picked up by the ears, but the brain blocks them out.
Oh, well, you better get to listening.
That's why, Kendall, are you out? Listen. I answered my own question. I was going to say, are you a light sleeper or a heavy sleeper? But you're one heavy, heavy sleeper.
I'm
right?
One heavy motherfucker.
You are one, just looking at you, I can tell. You are a heavy, heavy sleeper.
Cliff, I'm a very heavy sleeper, and I'll sleep through anything. I shut those sounds out well.
Your ears are so good at that, or your brain at shutting out the ear sounds.
But not shutting out the sense of food, that wakes me up every time.
Kendall, I've got one last ear bulletin.
All right,
that's going to put me over the top.
Let me hear it.
Remember to add us at Cliff and Kendall on Twitter. Tell us who won this round of ear, nose, and throat. Kendall, there's different wax for different people. You've heard of different strokes for different folks.
What?
Have you heard of different wax for different jacks?
No, I have not.
Did you know that American Indians and Asians usually have flaky earwax, whereas African and Caucasians have moist brown wax? Also, earwax has been used by anthropologists to study early migratory pattern of mankind.
Some people just are weird with their studies.
Some guys have all the wax. Some guys... Kendall, have you ever... You've never noticed that?
I have not noticed that.
Well...
I didn't do a lot of earwax studying, though.
I don't know what classes you took in college.
I guess I should have studied harder. I was taking classes and helping people, Cliff. That's what I was doing.
Helping people?
Yeah.
Helping people pickle peppers?
I want to help some people right now.
Oh, well, all right, Kendall. If you insist, then let's do it.
I insist, Cliff.
It's a segment I like to call Dear Cliff and Kendall. Yeah, I love it. Kendall.
You've got questions. We've got answers.
What is that letter in your hands?
All right. Here we go. Dear Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, yeah.
My husband and I decided a couple of years ago...
Oh, that's us!
That's us! Well, I was waiting for you to respond. My husband and I decided a couple of years ago that we wanted to live a simpler, slower-paced life. We decided to get rid of our TV, tablets, and social media accounts, and trade our smartphones in for flip phones, among other changes.
What the flip?
Since then, we have been focused more on our marriage and our kids.
Ugh.
We have picked up new hobbies and have been learning better communication skills. The results, we find ourselves happier and less stressed overall. The problem is we've encountered a lot of hostility from our friends and family.
Ugh.
We have been told we are crazy, backward.
Sounds crazy.
Anti-technology, and we have even been accused of abusing our children.
Oh.
Because they spend most of their time outdoors and they don't watch television.
Oh my God.
I don't understand why people are angry. Maybe they're judging me. I don't know. Even after 2 years, people are upset about it. We still get rude, snarky comments. How do we deal with people's big emotions over such a small matter? And that's unplugged in Busheltown.
Unplugged. Well, I would tell you, but there's no way you would hear this show.
Oh, you're right.
On your radio. You don't have a radio or
we'll write
a podcast.
This down.
Somebody take this down.
Now
she's over there busy. Oh. She's over there. Oh, what is she doing? She's oiling Mrs. Potter-Butterturn's muscles.
She's about to fight. Look at that.
She's moments from stepping in the ring.
All right, let's help. Hurry.
Well, here's the help I can give, okay? People are going to have their comments, and it's up to you if you want to live your life being held captive by the comments of others or if you want to live your own stupid life, if you want your life to be the Swiss Family Robinson in a damn tree, then I guess you can do that. I don't want it, but who am I to say not be a Swiss family whatever? So, what do you think?
Well, I think if she's on social media, at least those likes she can ignore instead, or those comments instead of the real-life comments she has to deal with.
Okay. Sure.
No, I think she should do whatever she wants to do.
She should do what she wants. Yes, it's stupid, but what else isn't stupid?
Whatever floats your boat.
You know, I just found out the other day that if, someone I knew from a long time ago, from high school.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, she lives with her husband and three children in Turkey, and they are missionaries for the Lord.
God.
And
well, hallelujah.
Have been for a few years. And that's how they've decided to live their life.
Yeah.
And I think it's stupid. I think their children's names are stupid. But hey, everything's stupid. You know what? I bet if you took a poll and you said, which is more stupid, someone moving with their husband and three children to Turkey to be a missionary for the Lord,
God,
or two fat men doing a podcast for 12 years, and it's going to be a dead heat.
You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Dead heat.
So it's they're going to be like, this is too close to call.
They're like, did you say something about Turkey before?
Somebody's going to shout, I want a recount. And so, I mean, who are we to judge?
Who?
It's all stupid.
There you go.
There you go. Oh, now I have to read this letter.
Yeah, let's help some more people.
All right, Kendall, this stupid
letter. Quick, she's getting ready.
Oh, she's practicing her bob and weave. Kendall, dear Cliff and Kendall, what this letter says. Mm-hmm. Says, dear Cliff and Kendall, please explain why DJs or disc jockeys or bands think it's appropriate to blast their music at occasions like weddings, dinners, or any other gathering for that matter. The point that guests have to shout at each other. They have to shout it all out. I thought music was supposed to be in the background, Cliff and Kendall, to be enjoyed during a meal or a conversation, then raised a little louder.
Wrong.
For dancing, since dancers want to hear the music. Kendall and Cliff, I was at a golf tournament lately, and we asked the disc jockey to turn the volume down because people were still golfing. My God.
My God.
They did, but when the players started coming in, Cliff and Kendall, that music got louder and louder until the ear hairs in my ears were shaking. The more people who came in, the louder it got. Cliff and Kendall, what the hell do I do about this? And that is signed, Too Loud, in, I can't read where it's from.
Okay. Yeah. You go out to your local dollar store.
Oh, yeah.
And you pick up these little earplugs, and you just squeeze them, you stick them in your ear. Good to go. I do it all the time. I've been a happy camper ever since.
Do you do that all the time?
Yes.
Really?
I even have these little earplugs I got. That for like when you go to concerts, they let music in, but it doesn't like let the, they're only like $5 or something, but they don't let the, like the loud noises in. Because I can't take loud noises. But I know people want like music so loud that their internal organs vibrate. So, each his own.
When I go see Cher,
mm-hmm.
if my pancreas is not beating out the rhythm.
Yeah.
Of do you believe in life after love? I want my money back.
My liver better feel like a piano man when I leave Billy Joel.
Okay.
Well, it did last time.
Oh, shut up, Kendall. The Mrs. Putter Butter Butcher, she just stepped in the ring.
Look at her go.
Oh my, those doilies are flapping and flying. She's she is fast on her feet.
That is a weird fire crotch costume.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, look at her. Oh, she hit her right in the throat.
Oh my God. Oh no. Oh, they got Mrs. Putter Butter right in the eye.
Ooh.
Oh, ouch.
She's pinned her up against the fence on, or whatever you call that on the side.
Uh-oh. She's giving it to the, is that her sternum that she's hitting?
Oh my God. Oh, look, she's getting everybody riled up. She's got a sign that says the doily maker.
Oh my God.
She's spinning. Oh, uh-oh. That woman looks scared.
Oh no. Oh,
that one had to hurt, Cliff.
Oh,
that knocked her out of the ring.
But she's getting up and she's grabbing was it a folding chair in her
hand? Oh, Mrs. Butter Butter Butter, watch out.
Oh, Mrs. Putter Butter, what's wrong? Her eye is swollen shut. Oh
my gosh.
Oh my God, there goes Mr. Snubnose. Oh, he's got to cut her eye.
Oh, he's had a bowel attack.
Oh, my God. In the ring.
Oh, there. Oh, well.
But look, the firecracker, she slipped on it.
She slipped on the...
Oh, my... Now
oh, she's out. Is she out?
She's... Yes, yeah, she rolled like a pig out of the... she's bouncing on the... Oh, my God. Oh, and they're holding... they're holding up her arm. She's... Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Turn. She's the champ.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Oh, here she comes.
Oh, hail the champion.
Oh,
my.
Yes, water team.
Oh, yes. Oh, here, let me give you some more. I'm going to give you some stitches on your eye,
you,
girl.
Thank you, dear.
Please hold still.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you are amazing.
Kendall, hold her hand over there.
Oh, here, I'll hold
her. Oh, all right. I've got the needle,
oh,
girl.
Dear.
Oh, here we go. Oh, dab. Oh, here we go. Oh,
look at that. Blood on the doily, dear.
Oh, no. Oh, it still looks fabulous.
Oh, thank you, here dear. We go.
Oh, oh, my. Oh, oh, there's some sort of knot in this string. Oh, oh my.
Oh, dear, you're pulling on my cut scar,
oh,
dear.
Oh, no. Oh, maybe you guys should wait and let the doctor do that or something. I don't know.
Oh, nonsense.
He was a Boy Scout, dear.
I was a Boy Scout. I learned how to suture an eye when I was but a boy.
Oh, and he does it quite well, dear. Right. It's not there's not a knot in the thread.
Oh,
dear.
Oh, there we go. Oh, almost only three more.
Oh, goodness, dear.
One.
Dear.
A two.
Oh,
a three.
Oh, goodness, dear.
There we go.
Oh,
all
thank you,
fixed up.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, you even look lovely with stitches in your eyebrow, girl.
Oh, please,
oh,
dear.
I've never seen a more beautiful boxer in my life.
Oh, my goodness, dear. I think we should go get some celebratory cheesecake.
Oh, yes. I think that sounds just fine. What a beautiful thing to do.
Oh, that sounds good. If you
we'll see you later,
dear. Oh, is anybody going with you for your cheesecake?
I'm gone. I wanted some cheesecake. Maybe we can find out where they're going. And
Oh, look, they've gone over to the fire crotch. Oh, they're asking her out for cheesecake.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
What a beautiful statement.
She's such a wonderful person.
When I think to myself, what a wonderful person.
Well, she is.
Well, she is. That's why
well, she's
I
helping her clean that bowel attack off of her now.
Oh, she's getting the hose.
Oh, I love it. She's so nice.
Oh, I love it.
All right, well,
that's how people should be.
It is. See, we helped people. She's helping
she's
her.
She's helping people. Kendall, what is this show about? I forgot.
We're talking
oh, the
about
nose.
The nose, ear, nose, and throat.
Kendall, sorry, I've got a lot of sexual facts about noses.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding. They're not...
It does continue to grow as you age.
Oh.
They get you all fired up.
Oh. Kendall, nasal cilia move up to 20 hours after death.
Ugh.
Can you believe that? So if you walk up to somebody and they have no pulse, their skin is clammy to the touch, they're encountering rigor mortis, but their nasal cilia is still moving, they could still be dead.
That is going to give me nightmares tonight.
It's going to be. It's going to really be, give you nightmares. Kendall, speaking of liters, you were talking about liters of air. Do you know how many liters of mucus your nose and sinuses produce?
Didn't I tell you that?
Each day. Did you?
Yeah, because I was saying how gross it was.
One liter of mucus? Oh, I thought you were talking about liters of...
I said then you swallow it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about air.
Well, we talked about that first, but then I moved on to mucus.
Oh, I forgot.
I covered the nose.
You covered the nose. Oh, my God. In mucus. Kendall, would you cover your nose? Kendall, the roof of the human mouth is nothing. It's nothing but the floor of the nasal cavity. Did you know that everybody's like, oh, the roof of your mouth, it's so cute, it's so sexy. It's just the floor of the nasal cavity.
Well, great. Now you've ruined the mouth for me, too.
Kendall, do you know the scientific name for smelling?
A fart sniffer.
No! You fart sniffing orphan in the orphan shack?
Cake sniffer.
Kith and Ken. Uh-huh. Kendall, olfaction.
Oh!
And so if you're smelling something, you're olfacting it. So if you olfacted it, you butt-cracked it.
Through your olfactory cells.
Through your olfactory cells. Exactly, Kendall. I love how you put that together.
Well, I'm getting better.
Do you know, human babies, they're so stupid, but they know their mothers by the scent of their mom.
Who knows their mother's best friend of them all?
Babies.
Oh, all babies?
Human babies.
That's amazing.
Isn't it amazing? Remember how I started that tip with human babies are so stupid. But they do recognize their mother just by the scent.
Could you imagine Charles's mother's scent?
Oh, my God. Kendall, I've been to some ballpark bathrooms before. But whoa. Ooh. Hoochie mama.
Oh.
Kendall, oh, my gosh. Oh,
don't touch that, Cliff. Don't touch that
don't
dial.
Don't touch the dial. We're going to wrap this up, Kendall. I want to go get some cheesecake.
Okay, let's don't
I
touch the dial.
I want to join in the celebration.
All right, it's time for Don't Touch That Dial.
Would you not touch it?
I'm trying not to.
Kendall, what gorgeous 2,000-year-old came out of a bottle opened by Captain Tony Nelson?
Was that the genie?
I dream of
that
genie
I dreamed of.
With the light blonde hair. Yeah, Kendall, genie.
The good old genie. Do-do-do-do-do.
Those were the good old days.
Cliff, what Mary Tyler Moore regular said he was under oath, so he had to tell a grand jury he was the best newsman in the country?
Oh, he's the best darn newsman in the country. Would that be Ted Baxter?
Yes, it was, Cliff. It was Ted Baxter.
Yes, it was. Kendall, come on. You know
come
this.
Come on.
What sitcom high school student's black leather jacket made it to the Smithsonian Institution?
Was that the Fonz?
Yes.
Of course it was Fonz.
It was. All right.
Sorry, I lost my place here. One moment.
Kendall, you've always got a place with us.
Cliff, what sitcom was once nixed by a network honcho who didn't think folks went to bars anymore?
Oh, my God. Don't tell me it was Where Everybody Knows Your Name.
It was.
Cheers.
Yeah, we wouldn't have had a place where everybody knew our name.
Damn, that would have been tough.
Tough.
Kendall, what TV host denied before a congressional subcommittee in 1960 that he had ever received payola to play songs?
That Casey Kasem.
Nasum. It was the one, the only. Oh, he was slick and he was quick and his name was Dick Clark.
I was close.
Dick Clark.
I wasn't far off.
We were a little bit far off, and then he was an entirely different person.
Yeah, but he was a DJ.
Oh, they're all DJs. Who was that? Rick Dees?
Cliff.
Howard Stern.
I got a hard one for you.
Oh, how I love when people say that.
What real-life child finally made his TV debut on the last I Love Lucy show in 1957?
Uh-oh, was it Desi Jr.?
Yes, it was, Cliff.
It's about time, Kendall. We've got to go. I have to get cheesecake.
Okay, me too.
I'm going to shove it in my ear, my nose,
and
my throat.
I'm just going to eat it.
Oh, well.
All right, we'll see you here next week.
All right, you don't have any quotes?
No, I don't.
You don't have any quotes?
I meant to get some and I didn't.
About a nose, no. About a throat. What is your favorite ear, nose, and throat memory?
Well, I've got a deviated septum.
Ugh, I didn't ask for your disgusting personal mutations.
I thought I was Dumbo and I could fly when I was a kid and I landed on the coffee table.
Really?
Yeah, that's what my mother said.
Well, you were close. Kendall, here's my quote. Has nothing to do with ears, noses, and
throats. Oh, well, fuck.
Well, fuck. Here we are, and we're still here. Kendall, I want a dyke for president. I want a person with AIDS for president, and I want a fag for vice president. And I want someone with no health insurance, and I want someone who grew up in a place where the earth is so saturated with toxic waste that they didn't have a choice about getting leukemia. I want a president that had an abortion at 16, and I want a candidate who isn't the lesser of two evils. And I want a president who lost their last lover to AIDS, who still sees that in their eyes every time they lay down to rest, who held their lover in their arms and knew they were dying. I want a president with no air conditioning, a president who has stood online at the clinic, at the DMV, at the welfare office, and has been unemployed and laid off and sexually harassed and gay bashed and deported. I want someone who has spent the night in the tombs and had a cross burned on their lawn and survived rape. I want someone who has been in love and been hurt, who respects sex, who has made mistakes and learned from them. I want a black woman for president. I want someone with bad teeth, someone who has eaten hospital food, someone who cross dresses and has done drugs and been in therapy. I want someone who has committed civil disobedience, and I want to know why this isn't possible. I want to know why we started learning somewhere down the line that a president is always a clown, always a John and never a hooker, always a boss and never a worker, always a liar, always a thief, and never caught. And that was by Zoe Leonard.
Amen.
Amen.
And all those people have ear, nose, and throat.
They all do. When you look at it, when you look at us all, it's just a set of an ear, nose, and throat.
Running for president.
There you go. Kendall, I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
Oh!